Well, so much is known about the human body and mind. There's still a lot that remains a mystery. And like it or not, there are times when those mysteries become a part of our reality. It's a time in life when you have to track through the unknown while seeking the needed supports and guidance, which will hopefully at least keep fear and frustrations to a minimum. My next guest heads an organization here in New Jersey, which offers that much-needed support for people and their families dealing with the mysteries and challenges of Alzheimer's disease. It's also an organization which recently took steps to strengthen itself by standing alone. Strange by the sound, but when we get into this, you'll understand the reasoning behind this. He is the CEO of the Alzheimer's NJ organization, Ken Zanes. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, Chris. Thanks for having me.
And the website is alznj.org, and that's important for a variety of reasons. For if you are part of a family dealing with Alzheimer's disease, that's the first step for finding answers and solutions. And it's also information about a series of fundraising walks coming up, which we will, of course, give you the details about. But let's start just as a foundation for a listener, Ken. As far as Alzheimer's, what's the difference between Alzheimer's and dementia, or are they related in any way, shape, or form?
Well, they are related in the fact that dementia is the umbrella term that describes a variety of illnesses that cause problems with cognition. But Alzheimer's is the most common form of dementia, so you might say that Alzheimer's is under the subset of the umbrella term of dementia.
As far as when we talk about any illness or affliction, we obviously place the patient at the forefront. But with Alzheimer's, it becomes a family challenge, both emotionally as well as economically, because long-term care, which Alzheimer's requires, here's my understatement for the morning, I guess, quite costly.
It is costly, and family members really are the front line in terms of caregiving. The majority of caregiving takes place in the home with a family caregiver, and that is very difficult. It's a labor of love, but it is very difficult.
It, of course, varies from case to case, but it could be anywhere from $50,000 to $85,000 a year just for home care costs, plus all the incidentals you go along with just keeping a comfort zone and maximum health, because I guess my understanding, Alzheimer's is sort of like AIDS to the way where you don't die of that immediate affliction, but it opens you up. Like, for example, Alzheimer's patients more commonly die of pneumonia.
Well, but it's really Alzheimer's that's the underlying cause.
Yeah, yeah.
And a lot of times that gets misreported on death certificates. So we know that the incidence of deaths due to Alzheimer's disease is much higher than what's even reported. And right now we know that it's the sixth leading cause of death in the United States.
And if you look at the demographics and the trends in New Jersey with the 65 and up demographic on the very strong increase as the baby boomers continue to age and live longer, one would assume that's the prime target as far as where Alzheimer's strikes, that this is going to be a growing concern as the years go on.
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, my organization, Alzheimer's New Jersey, conducted a survey through Fairleigh Dickinson University's Public Mind recently, and it shows that that for those people over the age of 60 in New Jersey, their biggest concern is Alzheimer's, ahead of cancer and ahead of heart disease. We know that from this survey that 68% of people in New Jersey reported that they know someone who has or had Alzheimer's disease, and of those, 71% of those were the person they knew was a family member. So it just shows you the wide impact of this disease right here in our own state.
Oh, it's Ken Zanes, who is the CEO of Alzheimer's NJ, alznj.org is their website, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. I guess it's also important to note, Ken, too, that Alzheimer's is not limited to people over the age of 60. There is earlier ages of people which can also contract Alzheimer's. It's not uncommon. I mean, it's uncommon in relation, but it's happened where people in their 30s could also contract it.
That's correct. We know that for whatever reason, age is the greatest risk factor. So over the age of 65 is where someone starts to enter that age group of greatest risk. But you're right, there are people who have developed the disease younger, younger onset Alzheimer's, where people get the disease in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and we believe directly runs in families.
As far as the work of Alzheimer's NJ, what are your services and what's your mission?
So we provide a lot of local care and support for people with Alzheimer's disease and their families. So we have a helpline where families can call for information and support about the disease. Our staff who live in New Jersey, who know New Jersey, are answering those calls. They know the resources that are available. They know the communities. We do a great deal of community education programs where we're out in the community with staff and volunteers, everything from an introduction to Alzheimer's disease to teaching families about how to deal with changes in behavior, how to communicate effectively with the person who has Alzheimer's disease. We have support groups where the support group leaders are providing families with an opportunity to come together to talk about the disease, to share experiences, to really help each other, support each other. We also have a respite care and wellness program, which provides the family caregiver with information about the importance of getting time off for him or herself as the family caregiver, what resources are available in the community for respite care, and then we have some scholarship money that's available, made possible really through through the generosity of our donors, so that families have the opportunity to sample a respite in the community, see the value for them, and because this can be such, as you said earlier, it can be such a physically and emotionally exhausting disease from the standpoint of the caregiver that caregivers really need time off, for themselves.
So with Ken Zanes from Alzheimer's NJ, ALZNJ.org is their website. He is their CEO, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. One of those ways you could be a generous provider to make sure that these services all continue is through the upcoming Alzheimer's NJ Walks. And I know this will be information overload verbally, but always remember it's over at their website, ALZNJ.org. Northern Regional Walk will be in Paramus on October 30th at Bergen County, Bergen Community College. And let's see, on the October 1st at Liberty State Park in Jersey City. Then in Central Jersey in Princeton, we're also heard over the air. That's Sunday, October 9th. The starting point will be Rosedale Road. And down south, Point Pleasant Beach, not too shabby a place, even when it's September 24th, a good place to be. At Arnold and Baltimore Avenues, again, there's more information and getting involved, information and the process, and you can start the ball rolling, raise your funds, get your support, and be an active member of any of these walks over at alznj.org. And as far as with care, Ken, do people dismiss the early stages of Alzheimer's as, well, that's just dad getting old, or I guess my mind's slipping because I'm getting old. Are we too dismissive of it, where if someone added to their mental activity something simple as crossword puzzles or bingo or being more active physically, they could not necessarily prevent Alzheimer's but slow its progress down?
Well, we don't really know that for sure. We know that keeping active and keeping your numbers in check, and by that I mean, keeping your blood pressure, your cholesterol level, that's all important for general good health. We don't know for sure if there's a direct relationship between, doing those things and, as you said, slowing down the progress or the onset of the disease. It's really sort of too early to know, but we do know that those things are important for a healthy lifestyle, and you should be doing those things regardless. There certainly is a difference between age-related forgetfulness and a disease like Alzheimer's. When we get older, things slow down, and sometimes our ability to rapidly remember slows down as well. But there's a big difference between forgetting something momentarily, you know, having a word or a name on the tip of your tongue and then finally getting it out, and forgetfulness that really affects cognition, forgets the ability to perform tasks of daily living, like eventually dressing or getting lost in familiar places. So Alzheimer's disease is not a part of the normal aging process, and there is a big difference between age-related forgetfulness and a disease like Alzheimer's.
We have to wrap up here, but you mentioned the hotline number. Give us the hotline number.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to give it to you in 1 second, because it's not in the top of my head.
Okay.
So the number, I'm sorry, is 888-280-6055.
And, of course, the website as well is alznj.org. If Alzheimer's is invading your life or the life of a loved one, if you need more information, support, the understanding that you're not in this fight alone, Alzheimer's NJ is a place to turn to and give you the information about the walks. You'll find more details as well at alznj.org. Be a supporter, find support. It's all from Alzheimer's NJ. We've been joined this morning by their CEO, Ken Zaintz. Ken, thanks so much for being here today.
Oh, thank you. It was a pleasure being with you.